This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello, Eileen, I hear you.
Hey, Joe. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Marv.
Eileen?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay. Am I the first one on?
No, there's a list of people here.
Okay, cool. Hello, everybody.
Thank you. Eileen, are you there?
I'm here, Joe.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Before I read the opening ceremony, could everybody please mute their phones? Or a computer, or whatever device you're on. Thank you. I want to call this meeting to order. This is the work session and regular council meeting for May 11th, 7 p.m. This meeting was advertised pursuant to the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 through 10:4-21. Adequate notice was placed in the official publication for the Township of Monroe, i.e. South Jersey Times, Courier Post, and the Sentinel of Gloucester County. A copy of that notice is posted on the bulletin board at the municipal complex. A public notice was posted on the Township website on Wednesday, May 6, 2020, advising a public meeting will be held on Monday, May 11th, 2020 at 7 p.m. by way of electric communication, live streaming pursuant to NJSA 10:4-8B, consistent with the Executive Order 103 signed by Governor Murphy on March 9th, 2020, in an abundance of caution and to help prevent the spread of the COVID-19. Said that all regular council business that was scheduled to be conducted at the 8 p.m. council meeting will now be conducted during the work session meeting previously scheduled to take place on Monday, May 11th, 2020 at 7 p.m. and will be broadcasted live via uberconference.com. The public was notified that they may access the meeting via URL by downloading the Uber Conference app or visiting the following website, uberconference.com/JNCCREA3. By phone, dial into 856-441-3536. The public was notified that they can participate in said meeting by submitting by email to the municipal clerk, Eileen Chizelko, at achiko@monroetownshipnj.org. At 3 p.m. the day of the meeting, May 11th, 2020. The comments should be limited to 250 words. These comments will be read into the record. This is a temporary policy only put in place due to a public health emergency. The Uber platform we are using tonight will limit the amount of people that can log on to 100. However, this recording will be posted on the Township website the following meeting. I ask everybody conference please mute your phones once again. Conference and stand unlocked. For the salute to the flag led by Gregory Wolf.
Aye.
I
Can you please bow your heads?
What did that just say?
Today is the leadership of Monroe Township. We pray that we are ever mindful of the responsibility we have to render service to our fellow citizens and to our community, keeping in mind always the enduring values of life, exerting our efforts in those areas and on those things upon which future generations can build with confidence. Let us strive to continue to make Monroe Township a successful community and lead with truthfulness, trust, and good character for the residents of Monroe Township. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Wolf. Roll call, please. Madam Secretary.
Mr. Dilks.
Here.
Mrs. Falcone.
Here.
Mr. Grabowski.
Here.
Mr. Miller.
Here.
Council Vice President, Mr. O'Reilly. Mr. O'Reilly. I believe he's on the call. Mr. Wolf.
Here.
Council President, Mr. Marino.
Here.
Mayor DeLucia.
Here.
Deputy Mayor DeLally.
Here.
Solicitor, Mr. Trimble.
Here.
Business Administrator, Ms. McCray?
Here.
Director of Code Enforcement Community Development, Mr. Manfredi? Been excused. Director of Community Affairs, Ms. Dario?
Here.
Director of Finance, Ms. Brown? Been excused. Director of Parks and Recreation, Mr. Salvadori?
Here.
Okay. Director of Public Safety, Mr. Kurz?
Here.
Director of Public Works, Mr. Mercado?
Here.
Director of Real Estate, Ms. Matisse?
Here.
Police Chief DeHart?
Here.
And myself, Municipal Clerk Eileen Chassel, goes here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I need a motion to approve the minutes from the work session and regular council meeting from April 27th, 2020.
Motion to approve, Ron Grabowski.
Second, Marvin Dilks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing and seeing none, motion carries. Correspondence for this evening. Therefore, public portion, I need a motion to open the public for the public comment for resolutions, ordinances, and all public discussions.
Motion to open public portion, Ron Grabowski.
Second, Marvin Dilks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. As stated earlier and provided in the public notice posted on Wednesday, May 6th, all members of the public were to submit public comments by 3 p.m. today, May 11th, to the municipal clerk. I will now read all comments submitted. We had one comment. I'm going to turn that over to our solicitor, Mr. Trimble.
Thank you. Council, let me make sure everybody can hear me. This is a comment that was submitted by Shana Ambrose, subject Meals for Children. Hello, I think it is wonderful that the district is providing meals to children attending public schools in the district. However, I do not feel it is fair. There are no meals being provided for children who attend parochial schools or homeschool, but also live in our district. I understand if the meals were only going to children who were already receiving free or discounted meals, but this is not the case. Children attending public school in the district are receiving these meals. I feel these meals should be going to all school-age children living in the school district, regardless of where they receive their education. All the parents/guardians are paying the same that receive an education. Those parents who choose an alternate education are saving the district thousands upon thousands of dollars every year by paying their taxes and also paying for their children's education. They do not receive any type of discount on their taxes. The least our district could do during this very difficult time is to provide for all children. Thank you for your time, Shana Ambrose. With that, I'll turn that back over to Council President Marino. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Just as a side note, I did reach out to the Board of Ed president and asked him if there was a policy where they were only doing school-age children. They haven't turned anybody away. I also responded to her email and asked her that if she could give me a call through the clerk. So we're trying to communicate directly with her. But as far as we understand it, the school is not turning anybody away in the lunch program, whether they go to the public school or go to parochial school or homeschool. All right. That was all we had for public comment this evening. Anybody else from council have anything you want to add? Here's some noise, background noise. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll need a motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close public portion, Ron Grabowski.
Ron Grabowski. Second by Marvin Dilks.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing and seeing none, motion carries. Does anyone on council or the mayor have any questions regarding resolutions or ordinances scheduled for this evening?
No.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move along. I'd like a motion to bracket Resolution 92 through Resolution 95.
So moved, Ron Grabowski.
Second, Marvin Dukes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Seeing and hearing none, motion carries. Resolution 92-2020. A resolution and pay list for the council meeting of Resolution 93-2020. Resolution of the Township of Monroe denying the property tax abatement application submitted by Cross Keys Monroe LLC for block 101, lot 3.06. Resolution 94-2020. Resolution authorizing the proposal from Keith Monchi Esquire to provide professional legal services for the handling of foreclosures on behalf of the Township of Monroe. Resolution 95-2020. Resolution authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with the Monroe Township Board of Education for school resource officer services for the 2020-2021 school year. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve, Ron Grabowski.
Second, Marvin Dukes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing and seeing none, motion carries. I am now going to turn the meeting over to Councilman Wolf for ordinances.
Thank you, Council President Marino. Ordinance O:09-2020, an ordinance providing for the implementation in the Township of Monroe, the five-year tax exemption and abatement law pursuant to NJSA 40A:21-1 et SEQ, and approving property tax agreement between the Township of Monroe and the Autumn Lake Winery for 870 West Malaga Road, block number 9801, lot number 7.07. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to move forward for second reading, Ron Grabowski.
Do I have a second?
Second. Second, Marvin.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Ordinance O:10-2020, an ordinance providing for the implementation in the Township of Monroe of the five-year tax exemption and abatement law pursuant to NJSA 40A:21-1 and approving property tax agreement between the Township of Monroe and Alma Group LLC D/B/A Grindstone Restaurant 348 South Main Street block 3205, lot 9. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to move forward for second reading, Ron Grabowski.
Do we have a second?
Second by Marvin Dukes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ordinance O:11-2020, an ordinance providing for the implementation in the Township of Monroe of the five-year tax exemption and abatement law pursuant to NJSA 40A:21-1 et SEQ and approving property tax agreement between the Township of Monroe and M3 Hotel Developers LLC 1151 North Black Horse Pike block 120 lot 23. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to move forward for second reading, Ron Grabowski.
Is there a second?
Second by Marvin Dukes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance O:12-2020, an ordinance of the Township Council of the Township of Monroe to amend Chapter 280 of the Code of the Township of Monroe entitled Animal Control. I need a motion to approve.
Motion to move forward to second reading, Ron Grabowski.
Do we have a second?
Second by Marvin Dukes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Ordinance O:13-2020, an ordinance of the Township Council of the Township of Monroe to amend Chapter 252 of the Code of the Township of Monroe entitled Taxation. I need a motion to approve. I'm sorry, Council President, I couldn't hear you.
Chairman? I'm going to turn the meeting over real quick to our solicitor. He wants to add a couple notes before you make your motion.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Ordinance Chair Wolf, I just wanted to note in the, I want to add an amendment that adds language. I know on a first reading we could do it by title, but I wanted to point out that the draft ordinance that was submitted in the package, I amended late today, and it will have carryover language from the past ordinance relating to 252-3 residential dwellings more than 20 years old, 252-4 new construction residential dwellings, and 252-5 multiple dwellings. So I ask that that motion be amended to include those revisions, and I will submit to the to clerk tomorrow morning so it can be posted.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Solicitor. Do we have a motion to approve with the amended ordinance as the solicitor stated? We will also have the opportunity to review it before the second reading. So do I have a motion?
Motion to move forward as amended by our solicitor to second reading, Ron Garbowski.
Do I have a second?
Second by Marvin Dilks, as noted.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ordinance O:14-2020, an ordinance of the Township Council of the Township of Monroe, established chapter 148 of the Code of the Township of Monroe, entitled Games of Chance. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to move forward to second reading, Ron Garbowski.
We have a second.
Second by Marvin Dilks.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Okay, at this time, I'll turn the portion of the meeting over to Council President Joe Marino.
Thank you, Chairman Wolf. Okay, so next on our agenda, we have new business. Anybody on council have anything under new business?
Just, I believe you're going to address it, is the Hospitality Creek issue. You want to address that?
Yes, I did speak to the chief before the meeting, and we're going to speak further. He's going to be reaching out and getting some more direction from the county OEM, along with the county board of health. And Councilman P, I'd like to see if we can get on a call tomorrow with the chief. And, you know, maybe with the chief.
Joe, I apologize. There was a lot of background noise. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. What I'd like to do is get on a call tomorrow with yourself, the chief, and Justin, and anybody else that the chief, you know, wants to put on the call, discuss the county regulations, find out some more information from the Board of Health, what they're going to require before, you know, we bring this all to council and you know, come up with a decision or you know, everybody weigh in on it. You know, I'd like to do that tomorrow if we can.
Okay, great. I'll be available tomorrow. Just let me know the time.
Okay, and our solicitor is, I'm going to try to see if he can get on the call also. So we'll circulate a time tomorrow, right? That's all I have on the new business. Does anybody else have anything on the new business? Okay, moving on. Anything under old business? Does anybody have anything for reports, any other matter?
I have one thing.
Would you like me to do a roll call? Would you like me to do a roll call for a report?
Oh, yeah. You know what, Eileen? Let's do it that way. Why don't you go for everybody? Sorry.
All right. Mr. Dilks?
No report.
Mrs. Falcone?
Yes, I have a small report. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. For our committee to renew with Monroe, the affordable housing, we have two properties right now. One is a rental, and it's 114 Railroad Avenue. We just approved a landlord application for the process of the rehab, the beginning stages for this property. So that one's going forward. And then the one for 320 Pine Street is a buy. And that one was actually closed on April 6th. They went to closing. And that's 50% complete right now with the repairs. And we're looking at a change order in the process. So the committee will have to approve the change order. And then once that is approved, that project should be complete in about 10 days. So That would be for the Affordable Housing Committee. And then the Redevelopment Committee, we have the Lidl Supermarket possible project inquiry. We're just in the preliminary stages, and they came to us in a conference call, and they are looking at the property on Lake Avenue and the Black Horse Pike, the side next to the First Bank. So that's just in the beginning inquiries. We spoke with them. They're interested in coming to our town. They have locations if anybody wants to go look at them to see what they look like. One's in Violin, and they have a location in Cherry Hill right now. And it's a 30,000 square foot grocery store. So we're excited to see if that moves anywhere going forward. So that's it. That's my report for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Grabowski?
Yeah, one quick thing. I followed up with our engineer, Pannoni, and last year, ARH had submitted for a grant with the New Jersey DEP, which they never followed up on. And thankfully, Pannoni followed up on that, and they had forgotten all about it. But lucky to say that we are being awarded another grant for our landfill in the amount of $117,000 for remediation of landfill. That's the end of my report.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Miller.
Yes, I would just like to take this time to thank Rocco Galelli with the estates at Monroe. This is the second. On Saturday, they provided a second meal to residents in the community that was free for all those in need. I believe they've fed over 1,000 families. In addition to that, I would like to continue to thank the residents for their support of the food pantry in conjunction with the Williamstown Sunrise Rotary Foundation. We continue to receive donations in addition to letting the residents know that every single Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., any family that needs food can come and get it, no questions asked. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Council Vice President, Mr. O'Reilly?
No report.
Okay. Mr. Wolf?
Again, I just want to thank all the township employees and the first responders for all the great work they've been doing throughout this situation. Just keep up the great work. And I would encourage people on social media, I know this is a very stressful time. I know there's children or young adults that are getting ready to graduate from the high school. There's been some discussions about hosting parades and things like that. Obviously, they violate the executive order from the governor. I can assure you that the school district, I know Councilman Miller, part of our administration, other members of council are working along with the school board and the school administration to ensure that there is something done. There are very preliminary plans, but keep in mind, we are over 30 days away from any graduation, things like that. So a lot of things can change. Just please give this school district the time to prepare what's right for those children. That'll conclude my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mayor DeLucia.
Yes, I'd like to start by saying I'd like to thank Angelo of Peter's Diner for providing over 250 lunches for the employees in our town. Very generous of him. I had the opportunity to meet with him after that. He's going to also provide meals for the nursing home in our town and the assisted living. I am in the process of making arrangements with the administrator to work out those details. I'd like to really say what a great thing Rocco Gorelli and the volunteers that have assisted. I know that Councilman Miller reported on it, but the Rotary also has donated a considerable amount of time and money. I'd like to thank them also. I understand there were over 1,000 meals given out this Friday to people who are in need. I'd like to, commend the employees of our town for coming to work every day in the face of
you know, what we all know is possible danger, particularly the sanitation department that's out there picking up our trash and picking up our garbage and the recyclables. Again, I'd like to send out a congratulation to those guys that are working 40 hours a week and being paid for 40 hours a week. I know it's quite a sacrifice for them to do that in terms of the danger to themselves. The residents of our town, I'd like to acknowledge the fact that you've been great through this. You've been obeying the directives of the governor and our OEM coordinator. Very little problems have been reported in that regard. I know people are wearing their face masks or their masks when they go into the supermarkets and the places that are allowed to be open. The distancing, by and large, has been good. Even the teenagers, which I know is very difficult, you know, for somebody, you know, just for 2 months to live in the kind of environment that we're living in, I'd like to put a shout out to them also. They're showing their maturity in that regards. And that would conclude my report.
Okay, thank you. Deputy Mayor DeLally?
No report, thank you.
Solicitor Mr. Trimble?
No report, thank you.
Okay. Business Administrator Ms. McRae?
No report, thank you.
Director of Community Affairs, Ms. Dario.
No report. Okay. No report tonight.
All right, thank you. Director of Parks and Recreation, Mr. Salvadori.
No report, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Director of Public Safety, Mr. Kurz.
Just like to commend OEM, police, fire, and ambulance. They're all doing an excellent job. And just want to commend them on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Director of Public Works, Mr.
Director
Mercado.
Director of Public Works, Mr. Mercado.
For his inspiring words. And for the Public Works Department who have performed so admirably. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Director of Real Estate, Ms. Matisse.
No report, thank you.
Thank you. Police Chief DeHart.
Yes, thank you. Just to touch on the COVID-19 pandemic as it relates to Monroe Township. I know we're hearing a lot of things, how we flattened the curve and we've turned the corner. Just so everybody's aware, we are still behind North Jersey a little bit. I definitely see some signs of improvement, but last week was our highest week in total of new cases for Monroe Township. So don't relax, continue to practice the social distancing, continue to wear your face coverings. I'm very optimistic that we're getting close to really flattening the curve and being on the downside for the number of new cases. That being said, I'm going to leave it with that on the COVID-19. I just want to take a moment to make sure everybody's aware. This is commonly National Police Week. May 15th is National Peace Officer Day. And this year, or this time of the year, and this week, generally thousands of law enforcement officers all over the country converge on Washington, D.C. as we go there to hear the candlelight vigil and all the officers that were killed in the line of duty from the previous year. We're not able to do that this year in person, but we will be honoring them on a candlelight vigil that is going to be held online Wednesday night. Many years, the Monroe Township Police Department, myself included, have participated in the bike ride down to D.C., the police unity tour, again, just to honor the officers that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And just to close, I want to thank all the men and women of the Monroe Township Police Department for their efforts during this. You know, this is the week that we generally get recognized, and they definitely deserve recognition as we fight through this pandemic together. Thank you.
Thank you. Council President, Mr. Marino.
To report, everybody's pretty much echoed some of the same sentiments that I had, but with that, I will need a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Ron.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Marvin does.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. Good night, everyone. Stay safe.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.